We continue on the bottom of Yoram Bey's second to last line, just finishing up the Antoninus discussion, Antoninus and Rebbe. Antoninus Shimshei LeRebbe. Antoninus served Rebbe Adarkan Shimshei LeRav, and their fellow Adarkan, who was another idolatrous officer, he would serve Rav. Kishachiv Antoninus, when Antoninus Sorry, Kishachiv, Kishachiv Antoninus Amar Rav Nisparda Chavila. He said, Rav said that the Chavila has broken away. This partnership between Antoninus and Rebbe has been severed. Kishachiv Adarkan Amar Rav Nisparda Chavila. And when Adarkan passed, Rav also said that our partnership has been severed. So that was the close relationship that they had between the two differing religions. Nevertheless, they loved each other and they had a warm relationship, and it was devastating for one to lose the other. Now the Gemara on Yud Aleph Mud Aleph continues with a story about Unculus Bar Clunimus. So Unculus Bar Clunimus Egayer. Unculus converted to Judaism, and apparently he was a very prominent man that the Caesar wanted to bring back to encourage him to change back into his previous faith. Shadar Caesar Gunda de Romae, he sent a battalion of Roman officers after him in order to bring him back. Mashchinu Bikroi, but when they got there, Unculus started proving or convincing the officers through biblical texts with psukim, and he convinced them to convert. So Egayer, they all converted. Hadar Shadar Gunda Dromea Achrina. The Caesar was very disappointed, but he was stubborn. So he said, "We're going to try this a second time." So he sent another group of Roman officers over to Unculus. Amrelhu, and he said to the officers, "Lo temrulei v'lo midi." Don't say a word to this guy, because he'll convince you to convert. So kihavu shakalu v'azlu, as they were on the way with Unculus, Amrelhu, he said to them, "Emelchu milsa ba'alma." I just want to tell you something random, a milsa ba'alma, nothing religious, just a general idea. And he told them as follows: "Nifyura nakatnura kame pifyora." Nifyura would hold the candle or the light, the torch, in front of Pifyora. Pifyora leduksa. Pifyora would hold the torch in front of Duksa. Duksa lehegmona. Hegmona lekoma. And the hegmon would hold the torch for the koma, as Rashi says, is the king. These are all different officers. So depending on your level of rank, you would hold the lower level rank would hold a torch for the higher level rank. The king, obviously, is the highest rank. So therefore, Unculus continued and said, "Koma mi nakanora mikame inji." The king, does he hold the torch in front of anybody? Amrle lo. They said to him, "Obviously not. He's the king. He's the highest ranking. So no, he's not holding the torch for anyone." So now he was able to bring in the religion. Amrle hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu nakanora kame Yisrael. Says Unculus, that God holds the torch in front of the Jewish people, even though he's the king. Tachsiv Hashem holich lifneim yomam, that God had before them the Eish in front of the Anunei HaKavod. And what happened as a result? Igayer kulu, they all converted. So Hadar Shadar Gunda Achrina Basre. So the Caesar said, "All right, we're going to try this again." He sent another legion, another battalion, over to Unculus. Amr lehu lo tishtu umidi bahadei. Don't say anything to this guy. Just completely ignore him. Don't blink an eye. Just grab him and gum. Ki nakti le va'azli. When they grabbed him and they started to go, chazam mezuzta dimancha apischa. They saw a mezuzah on the front of his home. Osiv yadeha aleha. He put his hand on the mezuzah as he was walking out. Va'amrelahu, and he said to them, "My high, what is this?" Amrulay, they said to him, "Emalanat, you tell me what this is." Amrulahu, said Unculus, "Minhago shel olam, Melech Basar Vadam Yoshev Mibifnim Ve'avadav Mishamrem Oso Bechutz. Regular situation, the minhag of the world is that the king sits inside and his servants serve him from the outside. But when it comes to God, the servants are inside and he protects them from the outside. And that's what the mezuzah is. The mezuzah is on the outside of our homes, which is a representation or manifestation of God, and we are inside the homes, and that is our divine protection. And as a result of that discussion, Igayer, even they converted, and finally the Caesar gave up. Sulo Shadar Basrei, he no longer sent any battalions, any officers to convince Uncleus to come back. But here you see the fact that Uncleus placed his hand on the mezuzah. That is where the custom emerged, that when we pass by a mezuzah, when we pass by a door, we put our hand on the mezuzah. We even have the custom to kiss it, but that's where it comes from. It comes from Uncleus Hager to kiss the mezuzah. And in fact, the Rambam points out in Perek Vav of Hilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah that when you see the mezuzah, it's the Cholzman Sheyikanes V'yetzeh, whenever you go in and out of a home, Yifka B'yichud Hashem, you should remember about the oneness of God. V'yizkor Ahavaso, remember His love. V'ye'or Mishnaso, it should awake you from your slumber. Ushkiyo Sub Havlezman, and the fact that you've been lazy and wasting time, and you remember that everything is in this world is only in existence because of Him, and that should then spur you to get back to focusing on what's important in life and continue your commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here, so that's the Rambam says, when you just pass by, you don't put your, he doesn't mention putting your hand on the mezuzah or kissing the mezuzah. He just says that's what the purpose of the mezuzah is. Uncleus taught us here in this Gemara that you put your hand, that the custom evolved to put your hand on the mezuzah, and then even farther, there are those that kiss it. Now the Gemara continues back with the respect to the story of Antoninus and Rebbe. Vayomer Hashem la, shnei goyim bevitnech. This is when Rivka goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God says to her, there are two goyim, sorry, Rachel. Rivka. Shnei goyim bevitnech, there are two nations in your stomach. Amrav Yura Amrav, Al tikri goyim ela geyim. This doesn't refer to goyim, different nations, but two happy people. In other words, it's really two happy or proud people who happen to be also from two different nations. And this is really, from a homiletic perspective, says the Gemara, this is not a reference to Yaakov and Esav, but it's a reference to a descendant of Yaakov, meaning a Jew, and a descendant of Esav, meaning a Roman. Who are these two people? Ze Antoninus v'Rebbe, this is reference to Antoninus and Rebbe, Shelo pasku me'al shulchanam lo chazeres v'lo kishus v'lo tznon lo bimos hachama v'lo bimos hagashamim, that their home always had chazeres, they had lettuce and kishus and cucumbers and tznon and radishes. What an exciting home. They had a lot of vegetables that nobody eats. Okay, that's my attempt at some humor. But the point is that they had, their homes were full of food. So therefore they were proud. They had everything. They were very wealthy. The Amar Mar, Tznon Mechatech Ochel, radishes cut up the food, meaning it helps to digest. Chazeres Mechapech Machal, lettuce turns the food around, also helps in that process, in the digestive process. Kishus Marchiv Me'ayim, and the cucumbers expands the stomach. The idea being that they had all these extra foods in addition to the regular foods. So they had everything that they needed. And then the Gemara continues, V'atana Dever Rabbi Yishmael, Lama Nikra Shman Kishuin, Mibnei Shekashin Lugufo Shel Adam. What do you mean? Cucumbers are bad for a person's body. Why are we saying that cucumbers help? They're beneficial. So the Gemara answers, Lugufo Shem Kecharvos, like sores, Lokasha Habarabri Habazutri. Depends whether they're large gourd, large cucumbers, or small ones. The large ones are not good for you, the small ones are better for you. But nevertheless, you see that Rebbe had so much food. He had everything that he could possibly eat. So he certainly was satiated, would have been satiated. However, so the implication is that Rebbe had everything he needed and he was always satisfied. However, Tosos points out, the first Tosos, the end of the first Tosos, quotes the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis says that Rebbe told God that lo nena min olam afilu etzba katana, that he never benefited from the world, even etzba katana. So if he didn't benefit from the world, he subsisted on the bare minimum. Why over here are we talking about the fact that Rebbe had everything that he needed? It sounds contradictory. So Tosas explains that what made Antoninus and Rebbe so unique was the fact that he had so much food that at least for Rebbe, Rebbe shared it with everyone else. Rebbe had the opportunity to do Hachnasas Orchim on such a high level because he had so much food to give out to others. And that's what another one of the great qualities of Rebbe. In addition to his Torah learning and his scholarship, he was someone who was a Baal Machnes Oreach, always brought people into his home.